Welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I write a weekly column for Cracked called The People vs. Adam Todd Brown, and I use that column to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then, I come on this show to defend those opinions. Joining me today, you can see him this Tuesday hosting the Unpopular Opinion live show in my absence. He's one of the newest additions to the Crack team, and his New Guy Weekly videos on YouTube are a delight to behold. Ladies and gentlemen, Cracked editor Alex Schmidt. Also joining me, it's been a while since she's been on the show, but if you miss her, you can see her in person next week in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'll be there too. So will Kat Reinhardt, provided Jeff May isn't lying through his goddamn teeth about everything in life. Ladies and gentlemen, Maria Shahada. It's going to be a great show.
Do you mind?
If what? If you spend
if I do that, if I judge
this entire show judging me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of
You
mind.
Do mind? All right.
I guess. What was your problem?
I'm chewing. You look very nice.
I was going to be the fun reality show judge. I was just going to be like, oh, you know, hey. Like, it's just very, very easy.
You're the Paula Abdul?
The Paula Abdul, yeah.
Oh, you're
nice
the
nice shirt. I dance with a cat.
I'm doing? Like the Simon Cowell.
Oh, hey, Maria Shahada's here. She yelled at me last time for not saying that 15 seconds into the episode, even though we have that very lengthy intro.
I think I yelled at you.
You
no.
yelled in your way.
Oh, in my way, which
in
is...
In your special Maria Shahada way.
Oh, what's that, bitchy?
Just regular talking, but...
but slightly bitchy.
I can usually just, yeah, I feel the intention behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So Maria Shahada from my super overactive, the award-winning, my super overactive imagination.
I was going to correct you. It is now award-winning.
Yeah. They won a Latin Grammy. Right? Was that it? Something in Miami.
Yeah. We won Best Comedy at the Miami Web Fest.
Good job.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Alex Schmidt, hello.
Hi.
Is that for me or Alex?
I don't have any awards right now, so I needed that.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had a question you wanted to ask me, Maria. Go ahead. Ask right
well,
now.
Well, I mean,
off
before this... All right, look.
Yeah, go ahead.
I work at my own pace, so if you don't mind. But right before this podcast started, I was asking you about your relationship
Hit
status.
It, Brett.
You have recently...
You know, the hardest part of this show for me is the first few minutes. Because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going
You're
on
in
their life.
Already. It's Facebook official.
Yeah.
Do you think your music's going to stop me from asking this question?
Yes.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
All right. Good.
All right. This is fun. Okay. Fade it out. That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So what are we talking about this week?
I don't know. What did Twitter say last night?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to even tell Brett what the topic is. We are talking about time-saving innovations that nobody needed. Case in point.
Escalators.
That's true.
No, everybody needed us.
Yeah, we all need those. Those are important. The product that spawned this idea is called the Rapid Ramen Cooker. And I have to go to the website just to fully appreciate it. But in effect, it's a bowl.
It's a plastic
it's
container.
It's a plastic bowl. And it promises that you can cook ramen in half the time, but then says it takes 3 minutes. That is precisely how long it has always taken to cook ramen.
Except you had to wait for the water to boil.
How much?
Did you actually?
How?
Or did you just, when you cook ramen,
how
do you just
pressed for free time are you that you can't boil the
I don't
water?
Know if that's the question. I think the question is how hungry are you that by the time you get to eating ramen, that you're eating ramen because you're hungry. There's no like craving ramen normally.
But here's the thing. You're eating ramen because you're hungry and it's all you can afford, I'm assuming. How about the $10 you spent on the Rapid Ramen Cooker?
But you get three of them.
Put that into some real food. Well, you need three of them because it only lasts for a year.
Okay.
What?
Wait.
What?
They degrade or something?
Exactly.
Like
what happens? Look at it. Okay, we have it up on the screen. Oh, Brett, can you play the infomercial that's up in the corner?
Sure.
It tells you everything you need to know. It comes with a menu book, everybody.
That chili looks really good, to be honest.
Yeah, because it's in a bowl.
Well, it has cheese and sour cream on top.
That didn't come with a bowl.
You know
Here we go.
Noodles.
Here we go.
Mm-mm-mm. But it takes too long to cook in the pot.
Oh.
Into the pot and wrap it, ramen it.
I've been eating ramen for years, and this is about the best I've ever had. is great.
Rapid Ramen is the world's fastest and easiest way to cook ramen noodles. Just drop your noodles in, add water up to the line, and pop it into the microwave.
It's always been that way.
Flat. You've got a Rapid Ramen.
You cook ramen in the microwave?
You can. That's why you can do this.
In half the time.
Here's the impressive parts coming up.
Your mind. Rapid Ramen heat-resistant handles make handling safer and easier.
Not bad.
Feel more comfortable having them.
No, I'll tell you the best part. They just showed it.
On the stove to boil water.
Cramming ramen into regular bowls leaves noodles much
cramming ramen into regular bowls.
In the same dimension as a block
the
of
same
ramen
dimensions.
Noodles. The patented reservoir design circulates just the right amount of water
the same
for
dimension.
Ideal
this is the part.
It's even, the texture's great, the flavor is awesome. This is fantastic.
Rapid Ramen.
That was the part?
The office.
No, dinner I thought it was coming up.
Rapid Ramen it for the after school snack attack.
In it's a bowl.
Right. Any day. All you need is Rapid Ramen and a microwave.
No,
and
all you need is ramen and a microwave.
Design means you can use half the seasoning.
Half the
half
seasoning.
The here's the thing.
That's
here's the
impressive.
Thing.
Right. For my family.
Right. Me and Alex talked about this. David Wong pointed this out because I was freaking out about this all weekend.
And it's perfect for
oh, and it just rinses. It just rinces. You can just clean it.
Because ramen isn't
whoa
food.
You can just clean it.
Like a dish?
It, or in a dishwasher.
Oh, like a dish.
You can wash it like a dish or put it in a dish, like a dishwasher dish. And about that 50% sodium, do you know how this magic gadget achieves that? The instructions say use half the sodium packet.
Right, but that the water to packet ratio, I'm sorry. The water to packet ratio is a very big deal in ramen.
Are you really arguing
really
the
hard
merits of the rapid ramen?
It is really
ramen
hard to master
right
that. Because if you have too much water, you can't taste anything and
you
you're still
drain
eating
the water
all that sodium.
You
there's
drain the water. Don't be an animal.
All of it. No,
yeah,
you're an animal. I eat it like soup.
I've never had ramen
come on
in my life.
It's okay.
What?
I
Alex,
don't know.
How do you eat
my,
it?
How have you how never you had it ramen and how
I,
have I had never
poor,
known?
I'm poor, but I refuse. Like, I feel like it's giving up. Like, if I...
Giving up on the
life
taste of salt noodles?
Life. No, if I eat ramen, then I'm admitting that I'm poor.
So what do you eat in place of ramen? Like,
I pretend.
Bags of rice?
Yeah.
Grain?
I make pasta like an adult man.
Like an adult man.
Yeah. Well, like, I had a ramen period, and then I switched to Kraft mac and cheese, I think. That was, like, my replacement for ramen. And
now,
it's
what
also not good for you, and it takes more time.
Well, it's worse.
But
Kraft mac and cheese
is
like
delightful.
Easy Mac? One time
no,
in
not
in
Easy
college
Mac.
Oh,
Easy
no,
Mac
I made
is
it,
for
made it
fucking
yeah, yeah
preschoolers.
But still, it's not, like, good all for right you, and that's not great.
Listen.
My brother would eat it with three kinds of hot sauce, which I think is a terrible idea.
Why?
But because it will he called it demon ramen, was his shorthand for it, and it was he would do Sriracha and Frank's Red Hot. And it's like the kind with the rooster on it. Not Sriracha, but Red Rooster it's called. It's like a Louisiana hot sauce.
I'd be
those
down
are all
to,
kind
I would
of pussy hot sauces, though.
There are some like good ramen recipes out there. You can add American cheese to it. You can add boiled egg or whatever. What I'm saying is that packet is only good for a certain amount of water, and I screw it up often.
Mm.
And I end up adding more salt.
That's why you boil it without the seasoning packet, then drain the water and put the seasoning in.
Then it's not a soup.
No, it's not. It's ramen noodles.
I eat ramen noodle soup.
Brett, can we just end the show right now?
I don't think I'm weird to eat ramen noodle soup. I think other people do that.
Yeah, I think the draining the water thing isn't common. I do it. I have a friend who does it.
Do you put anything in your ramen? I put peas.
I sometimes put an extra seasoning of extra packet of seasoning.
It's like 500 extra calories.
No, it's just like 5 million extra milligrams of sodium.
But fuck it.
But fuck it.
Fuck it.
Well,
YOLO.
Because when you were mentioning getting the water right before, I'm looking at this rapid ramen thing. Does it have any kind of measurement or guide or like,
there's
hey,
a line.
There's a
this
line
is the right amount. Okay. So that's like the one thing that makes this not a dish. Sort of.
Frequently
it's
asked
like,
questions.
Hey.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't ramen already rapid enough?
Whoa.
What else can the rapid ramen cooker be used for? Customers use the rapid ramen cooker for chili, canned soups, oatmeal, nacho cheese, pasta, spaghetti, rice, reheating leftovers, and more.
Like a Tupperware container.
Yeah.
You had me a nacho
just
cheese
like a Tupperware container.
And you know they're padding it out when they list pasta, spaghetti as separate items next to each other. Like, you're not going to notice. Like, you're just like, okay, great.
That's hilarious.
These are two things.
How many times can I use my Rapid Ramen cooker? The Rapid Ramen cooker is reusable and built strong and can last for a year or more. Ladies, when was the last time you owned a bowl for an entire fucking year?
Every time I buy
a
bowl,
the last
I'm
time
like,
you pour a bowl out after a year.
I'm constantly
do you drop
like
them a lot
3-4 months. I'm just like, oh, these fucking bowls.
I have a ton of
they're
like,
worn out.
I have a ton of Tupperware that I've had that I've had for years that have no lid. But it's not because they last. It's just what are you doing to your rapid ramen cooker that it doesn't last more than a year?
Yeah, probably rapiding up quite a bit of ramen. And
it's that packet of seasoning.
And aren't we supposed to not microwave shit in plastic?
Eats away at polypropylene.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's all bullshit, but for the sake of this podcast, I want to pretend it's not.
This was on Shark
Tank. Yeah.
We got to find that
it
episode.
It was on Shark Tank and won.
I got to see that episode. I want to see how they reacted to these.
Yeah, who walked in? Like, when they walked in, was Mark Cuban like, I didn't realize poor people were struggling so to cook ramen. No, they're not. No one is.
Right. As his professional ramen chef served him like restaurant ramen.
There is restaurant ramen, guys.
Yeah. Oh, and it's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm no Cuban. I can't afford to have my own.
But that's not happening here. This isn't restaurant ramen. And I like, if you scroll down just a little, look at those selling points on the side. Rapid ramen in the dorm. Finally, ramen in the dorm.
I've been eating nothing but M&M's in dorms.
College is going to be so much better going forward. At home, ramen at home, come on, and at the office.
Look at her suit.
Yeah.
Look at the pink lapels.
She should be coaching the WNBA.
Look how happy she is. Oh, that's acting career down the toilet.
Rapid ramen makes perfect noodles in half the time. Easy as one, add water. Two, microwave for 3 minutes. Three, enjoy. It has always been that fucking easy. It's never been harder than that.
Yeah. Also, the at-home picture, they're being served rapid ramen on a table with place settings. I don't think place settings have ever held a rapid ramen. I don't think that's a thing.
She's got an old-fashioned glass in front of her.
Yeah.
Kids getting drunk.
She's having a whiskey ginger at her rapid ramen. And the best time.
The best part also, it takes them 3 weeks to deliver this. Like,
and you're just eating your ramen?
What is going on in those 3 weeks?
6 minutes like an animal.
And I think if you pay like an extra $5, they'll bring it in a week. Yeah.
If you have an extra $5, order takeout.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's real ramen.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about infomercials ever is like the idiot that can't get something to work. Just like, do you get hated with all the stuff in the shelves? And they're like,
throw
it all over their heads.
We have
dropped a cup of nuts as you walked into this room.
I know.
That's true.
Did the world turn gray as you did that?
Nut holder that had a lid to it. Actually, isn't there something, the snack and drink one?
Yeah, I have one. Yeah.
I need one of those that
we
has
We should
a
talk
lid.
About this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I could drink my coffee at the same time if I had that.
Yeah, this is one that I thought people might... I have to pull up my notes here. But this is one that I thought people might give me some guff on. It is called Snackies. The all-in-one snack solution for the hungriest motherfuckers in your life. The top of the lid holds a very minor amount of snacks,
like
it looks
super
like.
Minor.
Like yeah. Not even one of the small grab bags worth of Fritos. But then it's like a tray that sits on top, and then it's a glass. And you can get, there's a hole that goes through the snack section that you can put a straw
Look
in.
Look at those sad fries, they're all like shoved in there.
And you can hit your tasty liquids without ever having to put down your fucking Fruit Loops, which is what that person had in their cup.
It's not exactly like it is, but the first time I saw this cup, I thought of those people in WALL-E and their chairs with the like the cup, you know? And just like, okay, good, my one cup can do everything for me.
I mean, like, if kids are going to, they're going to spill a snack, they're going to spill a snack. It's not like they're opening it up, having a cookie, and closing it back up again and running around. Like, it's just going to stay open, and then the shit's going to spill. Like, I want to see this in action.
Yeah, it's because they're kids. And kids don't do anything
right. Because
they're
kids, they're idiots. They also advertised to adult men, because they said moms, adult men, and kids. But they didn't say just, like, females in their 20s. I love, like, adult men. Like which color would you pick? Would you like your bright pink? Or your green and aqua?
I would go with the green and orange. Oh, like the.
What if
like
you showed up to a football
like
game with that
Like the University of Miami.
What if you showed up to a football game with that thing?
Yeah, it wouldn't
like your bodies would be like, what the fuck?
They are all
now,
in,
if you showed up with that one that had like fish and chips in it and maybe put a Guinness in the bottom.
Yeah.
I guess.
There you go.
I guess that would work, but still just eat fish and chips at a bar. You hungry motherfucker.
That's the kind of thing a predator would like, watch kids at a playground with. Like it looks like he's holding it for his child, but really it's for him.
Or both.
Right.
Or a child he's going to entice with some
two
M&Ms
forms of bait. Right.
Or some squishy fries that he shoved in there.
Hey, kid. Want to see the greatest invention in snack technology?
Gee, mister, is that cup purple?
Yeah, because it's also, is there some reason that like all these CNTV things have to be in like, Like, there are four colors of this product if you're at home, and they're all like 90s NBA team combinations. Like, they're all, it's all something that Jamal Mashburn would have worn on the court. And I don't know why. Like, I bought a reusable just thermos thing, and it was in like white. You know, you could just do a color, but no, it has to be green and orange for my everything.
I wonder that actually is Muggsy Bogues in one of these colors. He looks like a child.
I wonder if it's cheaper. Like, I wonder if it's cheaper to produce stuff with those shitty colors because no one else is using them, maybe?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, that's the best explanation I can think of. Or it's just what adults think kids want. Like, it's what they think will make them happy.
I don't know. Like,
I think it's what people who've never been in public with kids want.
Right. I was wondering the same thing about comedy club websites. Like, why does every comedy club website have to be that weird neon and red color pattern?
I don't know.
And it's always just like things are flashing at you, and it's like call now and reserve
because
your tickets.
If there's anything in this world comics do not understand, it's the internet.
It's not even comics, though. It's these clubs.
Because they're
website.
Because the people who run the clubs are the people who've been... Like, the older you are as a comic, the less you regard the internet. And these motherfuckers running these clubs, it doesn't matter how many people read the shit I do, or if I do a video, how many people would see it here on Cracked, because I was never on Late Night with Craig Ferguson, I guess. So, like, that's important. Like, that's really good. People are going to see, that guy was on Late Night with Craig Ferguson, and, like, really draw a crowd. No, it's just... Comic people, they all think like nothing matters except how they've been doing everything forever. So that's why their websites look like shitty GeoCities websites, because they don't fucking care about the internet.
That's so funny.
They don't care about the internet, so they're like, oh, what does it matter? It's just a fucking website. Well, it's a website we're on here making fun of now because you're terrible at your job and your industry is dying as a result.
The layout always has either like a 1990s Windows clip art man laughing.
Yeah.
Or like one of those 1930s radio microphones with like the grill on it.
And
it has like a slight lens flare or something off of it. Like,
and
it's
who
like,
has
ding,
ever
like,
done comedy on one of those microphones?
Only people on posters and covers of things. That's it.
Jack.
No Benny. One's ever right.
Or,
Jack
or like people or comedians who got the Alta Vista free business cards, and that was like one of the free pictures that they had for you. The stock photos.
Speaking of things people listen to, unpopular opinion, we went over 1 million listens last week for the year.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it hasn't even been a year. We're not even at an entire year of doing this podcast. We're close. We're really close. It's going to be next month, I think, sometime. Maybe this
month.
Have a party. Might be right now.
Could
be right now for all I know.
Get some snackies. Let's get this shit going.
Could be the 1 year anniversary. But 1 million listens, that was neat.
December 20th, 2013 was our first episode.
December 20th.
Wow.
Good looking up.
See, we...
Who would you have on it?
We murdered it. Who did I have on? Jeff May. How come I only remember Jeff May?
He's very memorable.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Were you
what
on
a
it?
Handsome, nice, wonderful man.
Were you on the first one?
No, I don't think so. Was I?
Because it seemed like you, like, directing us down.
Wouldn't that be funny if I was like, gee, who was on it?
Yeah. Who else?
Evans and Brockway.
Oh, no way.
I forgot Brockway. Yeah, I wanted Brockway to be, like, my permanent co-host, but he had to call in, and it would have been a fiasco. He was so good.
Aww. Now, let's get old Brett Rader.
But Brockway never did that, so.
He can call in.
Didn't we have all kinds of problems? We stopped doing that? I think
we figured
it out.
Well, it's just the problem that there's like five people on the show talking over each other. That was kind of the biggest.
But we were getting crazy feedback.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
He was probably on his motorcycle with whiskey as
probably,
he does.
He was zipping down.
Growing extra facial hair as he did it.
So we can all agree we all want a Snackies so we can eat our fish and chips and our Guinness.
Yeah.
And still have another hand free to play soccer.
So, like, high five people when I'm at the game.
Right.
Okay. So good. We're all going to go out and buy one of those. What else was on the list?
Starbucks delivery.
Starbucks delivery. Who's excited about that?
What?
Me.
Why
not?
There's probably a Starbucks in this office.
Think of all the PAs, interns, assistants who have had to run to Starbucks every time their asshole boss needed some coffee.
Okay.
Now it just comes to you.
So now they're out of work.
Now they're not out of work.
Yeah.
They're just in the office doing real work.
Maybe they wanted to go get coffee.
Definitely they did.
Maybe the person they
were. Fuck them.
Yeah, see?
I've done a little bit of that, and there is, it's very nice to be, there is something about, if you bring back something and it's wrong, they just assume you messed up. Like, it's your fault you did it wrong. But if you're there at the coffee shop, you can kind of fix it on site a little bit. Like, you can ask and buy them things. Like, so if you're a PA and you do delivery Starbucks, I'm nervous that it will arrive and it'll be wrong. And then, you know, some crazy coked out showrunner is like, you're fired, and then goes and does whatever.
You can tell we're in Los Angeles because the first thing that pops to mind is, what about the PAs, man?
I know, but I did say assistants. There's a lot of people assistants to, like, those Wall Street guys.
Plus,
like you said,
assistant.
Oh, so they're out of a job. No, and also, now there's more jobs for people to deliver.
There are two Starbucks within one block of my apartment.
Right. That is the MO one of
them,
Starbucks.
One of them inside a grocery store, which also sells Starbucks coffee.
Proudly.
In a bag. And then one block away, across the street from another coffee place, there's another Starbucks. I don't think any of us really need to walk more than a block to find a Starbucks.
Right. Their convenience has always been their MO.
Yeah.
So this is just more convenient.
Yeah.
This is absurd. It's unnecessary.
Right. Wait,
because
like, when pizza delivery first started happening, would you be like, oh, why? No, we should go out and get the pizza.
That's pizza
like
was made to be delivered.
Yeah.
It wasn't the 1950s that people realized the full potential of pizza. For hundreds of years in Italy, people did not have the fully realized idea of pizza in front of them.
How about that?
That was the most emotional I have ever seen you.
Who else wants pizza now? I really...
Yeah, I kind of want pizza.
I would really like a pizza.
Little Caesars on the way home.
Is there a Little Caesars on the way home?
Should have it delivered in honor of what pizza's meant to be.
I don't know. I know you live in Los Feliz. I don't know your route home.
If you give that speech you just gave and don't get your pizza delivered, I'm going to judge you so hard. You can't pick it up. After saying that.
No, but it's like noon. I'm not going to call and have it delivered and pay the extra $2.
All right.
Just because it's noon?
It feels like a nighttime activity to me.
It's a weekday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would order during the day on a weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a holiday.
You two are both weird. That's all there is to that.
Yeah. That's true.
I do think if I start doing Starbucks delivery... Like, I remember getting to California and discovering drive-through Starbucks. I had never seen that before. And... thinking, oh, that's ridiculous, and then depending on it immediately.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, obviously, and then I would pass other Starbucks and be like, oh, no drive-thru? All right, I guess that's not a good location.
See, I go to Starbucks if there's nothing else available. Like, if there's no other coffee shop around, I'll settle for Starbucks.
And no other coffee shop delivers.
I don't need them. I've never once woken up and been like...
How long is it going to take?
Do you understand how busy people get? Busy.
No, I have no idea how busy people get.
People get pretty damn busy. They don't have time to always be running off every time they have a coffee fix or need one.
What office doesn't have coffee?
That's a good point. You have, you guys have coffee, but you don't have lattes.
I can show you how to make a latte without, I put it in an article once. You take like a jar works best. Fill it with milk like halfway, put the lid on, shake it for 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. It's going to expand.
Sure.
Take the lid off, microwave it for 30 seconds.
Oh my God.
Then you have...
This is terrible.
Foam for fucking days.
Foam should have little, small, tiny, almost indecipherable bubbles in it.
It
not
does.
Not big, disgusting bubbles from shaking it.
It does. It stabilizes the foam, motherfucker.
Does it?
Yes. That's what the microwave does.
What about that other thing, the stirry thing? Remember the...
Oh, the self-stirring coffee mug? Is that something else you want?
People, I thought it was a good segue.
Do you want people to...
That is a good segue.
Do you want people to... Are you hoping that will be a thing by the time Starbucks is delivering you your coffee? Because Starbucks coffee isn't overpriced enough. We want to work a delivery fee and a tip into that equation.
Look, there should be a minimum order size. Like, if you're ordering coffees for six people, like an office full of people, but if you're ordering one coffee, you should not be able to get it.
There's probably a delivery.
Yeah, it should be like ordering from Pink Dot at that point. They'll bring it, but it's going to be $22.50.
And I don't know how hot it'll stay. But the appeal also is that you'll have
an app
on your phone. Yes, there is definitely for Starbucks delivery. And you'll have an app on your phone that has your credit card on it and everything. You don't have to do anything. You just press a button.
They already have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
Well, I know, but...
These things all exist.
But not to pay, like, your... All right.
Let's talk about this. Work for Starbucks?
I do.
What the hell?
I just like the idea of convenience.
I do too, but I feel
it seems like a logical evolution. It seems like just what the next thing they're going to come up with.
I can't believe more coffee hasn't been delivered already.
I don't want to make that argument because then I'll sound like an old man, but like there's a thing about you get up and you go get your coffee, but it's just of all the things, it just seems so unnecessary to me. Like of all the things to have, like I don't want to whip up a Papa John's pizza in my kitchen. And I don't live close enough to one to just go pick it up. So fine, bring it to me. I can make coffee at home. There's a Starbucks like every 50 feet in this city. Where are they even going to be driving from? Are they even going to deliver it or just walk out the door and come to your place? Like they'll just be around the corner anyway.
Yeah, that's great because it needs to stay hot.
It would if you just go get it.
Like Starbucks isn't saying like you're not all lazy fucks. What they're saying is, we'll cater to you lazy fucks. That's what they're doing, and I like it.
Yeah, I guess. It's just another way to put the mom and pop shops out of business, which I don't give a fuck about. But not Starbucks. I'd rather Dunkin' Donuts do it. Why can't Dunkin' Donuts bring me a goddamn Boston cream?
They do have good coffee.
Dunkin' Donuts is the only coffee. It's the only coffee that matters.
I don't even like Starbucks coffee, but it's like you said, it's just like a convenience thing.
Yeah, but now there's a Dunkin' Donuts by me.
I was going to say, nice. I heard there's a Dunkin' in Santa Monica now. Is that a thing?
Jeff May.
Yeah.
What a doll this guy is. He was out driving, and he decided to stop at the Dunkin' Donuts in Santa Monica to get a sandwich. And because this is how his life normally works, they were like, would you also like this gigantic bag of munchkins for free? And so they gave him this bag of like 25 mini donuts. And he tried to give them away to his passengers, and they were all assholes. So he stopped at my house and brought me a huge bag of donuts on Saturday night, and I ate them all.
See, but he drives Uber. Is that what you mean by passengers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Jeff is a charming dude. And I wonder if, like, life doesn't just give charming people everything
exactly.
They've never even asked for. Mm-hmm. Never even asked for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is with him. That's why I like to have him around. He's charming. I'm...
not charming at all.
Dead inside.
Like, I mean, hello.
Mean?
How are you already in a relationship?
What? I thought I cut you off when you asked
did.
Me that.
But it turns out the way...
That is an official cutoff.
The way talking works.
That is an official...
Spock, sabotage the system.
That is an official cutoff is how that works.
Okay.
What do you mean? I'm fine.
Did you ever air that episode that
I move fast, Maria Shahada.
That's true, you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just jealous. I haven't been in a relationship in years. Oh. Here you are already in another one. Where do you find these people?
Mail order catalogs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had so you'll have that delivered, I see.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yes. No, I met her a while back. She's really sweet. It's great. All right. What were we... I think there was another... Alex, you want to talk about one of these that you think isn't that bad?
Yeah. There's this product called the Raptastic that... not a great name, but it's basically...
no, this is great.
Like, dispenser with feet on it for your plastic wrap and cling wrap. And I am... Whenever I'm trying to plastic or cling wrap something, I feel like I am not... Not even not an adult. Like, not a put-together human being. Like, I just kind of throw one... piece of something over something that doesn't work, and I had watched this string of things where I was like, that's silly, that's stupid, and I saw this and felt weirdly like I need to go get one for $10.99. Like it looks pretty handy.
That product and the box that the wrap comes in are practically the same thing.
No.
Why not?
Except for certain key differences.
Especially
the feet. It has rubber feet on it. It will keep it from moving around because whenever I'm trying to do it, the box moves around. I sound like exactly like the guy in the blue polo shirt on the commercial.
Yeah, I wish you could have seen Adam's face when he was saying that. But it is true. All you have to do is press
seems really
down
handy.
And the whole thing gets cut.
Yeah. Well, I know what you two are getting for Christmas.
Like, that would be amazing.
That'd be
when
great.
When you have this teeth, first of all, the teeth don't work. I end up cutting my hands on the teeth. And then that thing, sometimes they have the white plastic thing that runs across it, and all it does is drag all the plastic into one big bunch. It's just the worst. So this is great.
Yeah, it seems really handy.
I think you just need
good.
To put a little more muscle into
pulling
that
to do anything.
Thin sheet of plastic.
What I need is a Raptastic.
It's one of the only
You're
times
gonna get one.
It's one of the only times where I've seen like that grayscale shot of someone struggling with a real life product and thought, like, that's my life. That's me. That's me every time I try to wrap anything. My college friends of mine had a pre-Thanksgiving this weekend, and I tried to bring cornbread to it, and I put like one loosely terrible put piece of foil over it. And then when I was taking it back out with me, my friend was like, oh, I don't know, I'll just try to wrap it up quick. I'm sorry, that's so bad. It was 10 times better than what I did. I can't do it. I'm incapable of wrapping things. I don't know why.
I don't know. Some people just can't wrap things. I can't wrap presents. I have a hard time with that.
Yeah, me too. I'm terrible at it. Can't do it.
You can't. What are you doing? I'm having a seizure.
You're just shocked that here. I'm so pro rap
this. No, this was a great one. And I read the comments and everybody loved it. Everybody was like, I would recommend it. I think it's great. If you read the comments on the stirring coffee mug.
You are so amped up to talk about that stirring coffee mug.
Everybody was pissed. They were like, it broke within like 3 uses. What? It leaked.
No way.
Yeah. This
product that works based on electronics.
You can't have that many gizmos in a dish. It just doesn't work. Submerge in liquid doesn't work for long.
I have a question. Is there like a razor or some sort of device that cuts the foil or wrap?
Yes, it's this easy. What you do is you pull it out.
My problem. I'm never able to razor it off right.
And this is the target market for this product.
The part where I rip off gets all clung to itself.
It does every time. But this, it basically, if you're at home, it basically looks like one of those 3-hole punches, and it has a very handy just lever on the top that you press down, and it will razor open. It will like razor off the end of it pretty neatly. Probably not as neatly as it looks on TV, but pretty neatly, I think. I think it'll work.
You fucking weirdos.
Yeah. You know what we should have done was actually bought all of these things.
We can do that at some point. We need to buy one of those and have like a race.
We should have a rap party.
They do in the thing. They have a woman wrapping sandwiches with this. And then another woman doing it the regular way, and she's like halfway through. It's like wrapped around the woman,
and
she's like one for his desk.
She's surrounded in plastic. Yeah, stuck.
She tears her ACL.
Alex is gonna get one and walk around like Kramer and the deli slicer.
Yeah. That's me. It's me soon.
You're gonna walk into the break room like, why are all the M&Ms wrapped up individually?
I'll show you why.
And then I'll just wink from across the way.
Ding.
Give them the old single barrel point.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about your stupid cup, Maria. Let's talk about your self-stirring cup that you're going to use when Starbucks walks out their front door and walks across the street and hands you your coffee for an extra $4.50 because you didn't want to put on sweatpants.
Right. And what they're going to end up doing is delivering a latte. I'll probably have to add the sugar myself.
Of course.
Which I hate finding a spoon for, and for some reason I always lose spoons and I never have any. So your solution
is this fucking thing.
Yeah, well, I wasn't into it at first. And then I read about it and it just looked really cool. Like it'll froth things for you and it'll stir and you don't have to do anything. What is that noise?
Yeah.
Construction.
Oh, that was terrifying.
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be over by today, but
I decided to do a little extra. They're expanding the studio. It's going to be like 500
square feet. What if you were talking to somebody and their mug just started stirring itself and they made no mention of it. They're just having a normal conversation.
And then you point.
That would be the beauty of this product.
That would be fun to have one and do that. And then when someone looks at it and sees it making a vortex in the middle, you just go, whoa, shit, what is that?
Haunted go. Your hands being sucked in.
Yeah, so this piece of shit is a coffee mug that just has like a little blender apparatus at the bottom. Yeah. And it says, who needs spoons anymore? I don't know. People who want to eat a lot of stuff.
Soup aficionados.
Soup. Right. Fans of yogurt. Ice cream fans.
You know, I've been sick of spoons for a long time. I've been waiting for something like this to come along.
You could just use this cup as your spoon.
Exactly.
And yeah, it's got a button somewhere, the mark of any useless gadget. And you pour your coffee in, you pour your cream and your sugar in, and you're like, Mom, it's not stirred yet. And your mom's like, we don't use spoons in this household, you fucking ingrate.
Yeah.
And you're like, no problem. My self-stirring mug will handle it for me. And then your mom kicks you out. Because you're a fucking weirdo.
She's a weirdo too. She's the one who didn't have spoons in the household.
That is a religious thing.
Anti-spoon. I personally, I add my milk before I add my coffee usually.
Of course.
So that there is no stirring. I learned that trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You add the milk, and then if you're doing sugar, put the sugar in the milk, and then like the force of the coffee and the milk coming together.
Yeah, gravity.
That was what
Interstellar was about.
Stirs.
It's so good.
Sugar.
It's so good.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. I haven't seen Interstellar. Is that really what it's about? Mixing coffee and space.
It's about how gravity travels through both space and time.
Yeah. And gravity love. And love. Yeah.
What?
What?
It's a good movie. It's fun.
It's great.
Yeah. I heard Interstellar was really good.
Crying too.
I heard it's really good too.
Sincerely, really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was great.
No one takes me and Maria to movies.
I need snackies first.
Yeah. You could put so much vodka in that thing.
Oh my god. And I would. And how?
Yeah, you can't. I don't remember the last time I went to a movie without sneaking in like a half pint of vodka.
Yeah.
And just pouring that in my big old drink. Because why not?
What?
You're at a movie. You take the vodka bottle. You chuck it halfway down the aisle so no one. Like, if they do forensics, they can't figure out what seat it came from. Why are you doubting that, Brett?
Because I was 15 years old and worked in a movie theater. We don't care. The kid who's sweeping up the vodka bottles and the beer bottles doesn't care.
He should.
Because why don't you get a flask like an adult and pour it into your drink?
Because I'm not an alcoholic. I just like to drink at the movies.
No. Am I an alcoholic?
Yeah. If you have a flask. Who has a flask is an alcoholic.
I have a flask. I don't bring it to the movies. I'll fill it up with
so
alcohol.
You're not an effective alcoholic.
No, but like if I'm going out to the club, not the club, but to the bar on a Friday night, I'll fill up a flask full of whiskey so I'm not spending as $9 on a whiskey.
Bars love that.
I know.
So
do you
what?
Ask for like a Coke too?
No, I drink
a Coke,
I
just
drink,
fill it up halfway, please.
I just drink whiskey neat, so I don't need that.
Like
I don't need ice cubes or Sprite or water.
Hmm.
I'll still get a couple drinks, but I'll get 2 drinks instead of 4 or 5.
12, 13. I think I mentioned this before. I went to Buffalo Wild Wings once, and I didn't want to spend money drinking, so I brought Miller High Life with me, and I sat up at the bar, and I put my can down, and the bartender went, "You're killing me. We do not sell Miller High Life here. At least let me put that in a glass for you." And he did.
Oh, that was a nice bartender.
Yeah, he didn't kick me out.
Chill bartender.
I would have been like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
I should have been like, "You don't sell Miller High Life here?"
And then I would not.
Let me talk to a manager.
Off the bar. That was nice he put it in a glass.
It's the champagne of beers, sir.
And not even BW3s or Buffalo Wild Wings. Does anybody call it BW3s?
The only.
Oh, no.
I got this. The only way. There are some that are called Buffalo Wild Wings and Weck. And Weck is some kind of German bread, I think.
What?
So if it's that, then it's BW3. Otherwise, it's Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wow. I never knew that.
What? Weck?
Weck. W-E-C-K.
I was always calling it BW3s. Right. Like,
in Madison, Wisconsin, the Buffalo Wild Wings on State Street is a Buffalo,
oh my God, you're right.
Buffalo Wild Wings and Weck. And I don't even know what Weck is.
Yeah, Brett Googled it and it autofilled. It's totally a thing. Beef on Weck. All right.
Yeah, see? BW3.
But they just changed it all to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Because they probably don't sell Weck anymore, because what the fuck is this? It's
what
not Nazi Germany.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm a terrible German. I don't know what Weck is at all.
Sandwich.
Oh, it's like some kind of Kaiser roll thing. Okay, all right.
They're that fucking proud of their one roll that it gets a spot in the name?
I don't know. Yeah. But because also you wouldn't eat
caraway
like,
seeds.
Oh, cool.
Are they suggesting you'd eat, like, the wings on Weck? Like, you'd put wings in a roll? That doesn't make any sense at all.
No, none.
Wild wings and Weck. Yeah, that's what they're suggesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Caraway seeds are delicious.
Okay. Wait, you're looking at me when you say that like it's going to set off some kind of controversy. Caraway seeds? You're not the Maria Shahada I know. That explains BW3, everybody.
Thank you for that. I really didn't know. Now I do.
Yeah.
And that's why it's sometimes just Buffalo Wild Wings. BW2. Do we have any more shitty products to talk about, or should we do comments? We should do comments. Brett Radar says, "You know, it's a big world out there. It's easy to feel like the things you say just get lost in space. We want you to know that's not true. We call this segment Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past couple episodes and respond to them personally."
I'm going to keep my mouth on the microphone just like this the rest of the episode. I hope I have strep throat and I give it to whoever uses this next. Okay. Should we start with audio comments? You said we had
one.
Did you say pick one?
No, I said we have one.
God, why is everyone so fucking testy today?
Pick that one.
You just said it louder so you could hear him.
Autumn Todd Brown. My name's Jose. I'm 26 years old.
Placenta?
Resident of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I have never tried the McRib sandwich until today. So I felt inspired from listening to your podcast yesterday and decided to go out today and try out the McRib for the very first time in my life. I just opened the box and what I'm amazed is that the meat patty is a full inch longer than the bread. I can't really complain about that. Also got the meal, so fries and a medium Coke. And all together cost me $5.35 out here. I imagine you probably pay a lot more
for
Santa Monica for the same thing.
And McDonald's prices are universal.
Like the McRib. I also went to the 7-Eleven around the
corner. Is he going to eat any of these things?
And bought myself a half pint of Cab Morgan. So let's see how it goes.
That's a good choice with
the
McRib.
It up. I'm going to take a nom out of this.
Nom?
Nom, nom, nom.
He's doing it live.
Mm-mm-mm. What if he dies?
Why am I turned on?
Not bad.
Because he's eating a McRib.
Not bad at all. You know, I was thinking I would have to go to this Captain Morgan to make the taste go away, but luckily I didn't have to do that, so I could sit on this Captain Morgan for another day. Instead, I'll just, you know, eat a whole bucket of kale and go on a run to make sure I'm not constipated this weekend. Anyways, thanks for taking my call, and I hope to see you in Albuquerque once you announce where the fuck you guys are going to be live at. Later.
He paid something for a McRib. He'll pay $10 for a comedy show.
Yeah, did he say he's in Albuquerque?
Yeah.
He should come to the show.
Yeah, we'll be in Albuquerque. We'll talk about your McRib. I feel like eating the kale was an unnecessary step. A McRib is definitely never going to keep you from shitting. Never, ever, ever have to worry about that.
It finds its way out.
Don't be fooled by illusion. They purposely make the bread smaller. So it looks like it's like this big deal sandwich.
No, it's a pretty big deal of a sandwich. That is for sure. So that's the only audio comment we had?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was very nice of him to share that moment. You know, like that's a big, your first McRib ever, you know.
Did everyone listen last week when we had someone read gay fan fiction?
Yeah, it was like you and Michael and it was like, I think the setting was like post or during a podcast recording.
Yeah.
It was
it was very romantic.
Yeah.
Here's another comment from Troy Tondinabaran. My girlfriend's dad thought the buns at McDonald's were too sweet, so he would order a burger, take everything out of it, and put it in two slices of bread he had brought from home. Hero. That man's a hero. I get that sometimes the McDonald's bun might not be palatable for all palates, and instead of just being an asshole about it and never eating at McDonald's, he's like, I'm gonna come up with a workaround. I can respect that.
I'd like to know what kind of bun he chose.
Well,
it's probably whack.
Did it have sesame seeds still?
Maybe he got like a quarter pounder, or maybe he got a Big Mac, which is, ugh, that's something I'll never eat. No, I'm not. I even tried it once without the disgusting ass Thousand Island sauce. I just put like ketchup on it. Worse. Like it still tastes like the ghost of Thousand Island, no matter what you put on it. Everything tastes weirder on a fucking Big Mac bun. I used to work at McDonald's. I would know. Okay. Thank you.
You know, McDonald's is actually, they're going to decrease the amount of items on their menu because they're losing sales. And so they're going to start just having fewer items and making them better.
So sort of an In-N-Out approach where you just have a few things on the menu, but without all the menu hacking.
But what's like
going
to get the cut? I bet the McRib is going. So get those in while you can.
McRib is a seasonal item only.
All right, stop yelling at me, Brett.
Stop saying the McRib's never coming back.
It's not.
Monster.
It's gone forever.
Brett's holding a chart of pork prices and demonstrating that it will return.
Okay, I've got another comment from Holla at Your Boy.
Holla.
He says, ha ha, you can't trick a black dude into liking fake barbecue, especially one from the South. Plus, why he gotta be a 5%er? That's fucking racist. Okay, first of all, I'll have you know, several of my very best friends are black people who I suspect of being 5%ers when they do something I don't understand.
What's a 5%er?
What does that mean? It's
like a sect of the Nation of Islam. Whenever a rapper pretends to be Muslim, he's just a 5%er, which is like the party sect of Islam. You still get to
do it. There's like a lower barrier to entry. It's like it's just easier.
Yeah, Method Man is a 5%er. If that
means nothing.
He's a rapper. Jesus Christ.
I know who Method Man is.
Oh!
You.
And also the McDonald's commercial, the McRib ad that's going around now where McDonald's shows you how the McRib is made. The guy that they invited to do that, he's a black dude in a suit with a bow tie and shit. They know who they're trying to sell. I'm looking at that and going, oh well, it's good enough for Muslims now because he's got a bow tie on and I'm racist.
Is the McRib beef or pork?
Not
really. pork.
Equine.
Ostensibly pork.
I don't think the Muslims are eating that though.
It's pork and yoga mat. It's delicious. Okay, what else? We should read something that has nothing to do with McRib, which is going to be unlikely, because that's all we fucking talked about.
Well, there's a Domino's and Pizza Hut comment up a little bit, but because
near where they live in India. India, like other countries, have better fast food than we have it. They try over there.
Oh yeah, there's that too. Yeah.
Oh, there is. I dipped into a conversation here. This is from John, Utah. He started out talking about Domino's, I think, or I don't know. But at one point, he says, Cece's Pizza is underrated as well. I used to go to one back in 2007 when I was really stoned and eat the buffet for like $5. Marcos Mendoza chimes in, I agree, Cece's Pizza is the Fogo de Chao of pizzerias. To which I chime in, you're both insane. Cece's is horrifying. You should get paid $5 to eat at Cece's. Has anyone ever eaten at Cece's Pizza?
No. I would want to go.
Why? No, you think
it
you
looks
do.
Great.
You think you do because it's a pizza buffet, and what could go wrong? The pizza is what goes wrong. Mm. And
you had the Pizza Hut lunch buffet?
Yeah, ever? It's great. It's great. Yeah, that's the only way I'll eat Pizza Hut is at the buffet or like there at the restaurant when it's fresh. Godfather's has a mean pizza buffet.
We should do, Adam, is Huffington Post recently came out with some of the best pizzas in every state, like the best pizzeria in every state.
Yeah.
I think we should make a comedy tour out of that list.
We should.
Oh.
That sounds awesome.
Let's do it.
Okay, done.
Send me the list. Let's start working on it.
Yeah.
We'll get Jeff on it.
He's so charming.
He'll arrange everything for us.
Oh, he's so tall and charming.
Oh, he is. He really is. He's pretty wonderful. Care Bear Boobs says, Brett, you are more awesome than Danger, but he has that internet cat endearment. You just make me laugh all podcast. Fine.
Well, to be fair, Brett doesn't talk most of the time, so he gets to chime in with something funny, and then now all of a sudden he's like the funnier one. That's not necessarily true.
Yeah, that's true. Bowen Wright says, y'all should come to Laugh Fest 2015 in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Here's the thing. I am not coming to your comedy festivals ever.
Why?
Because no, I'm not going.
I've been to Grand Rapids.
Because I can just go to Grand Rapids, Michigan's and do a show. Like I don't need their fucking comedy festivals in my life.
Have you been to Grand Rapids? They have an entire museum for Gerald Ford.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'd love to go do a show in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm just not going to do the comedy festival.
I don't understand what your thing is against the festivals.
We would have to talk for hours about why I don't want to do comedy festivals.
Okay. Well,
we're not going to.
No, definitely not.
Yeah,
I'm leaving as soon as this is over.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, maybe we'll come to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I like that there's one comment here that opens with, I want to go on record here. Which is a very, for a comment section, that's a very bold.
Yeah, that's like literally what
a lot of gravity to that comment.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
Is it up at the beginning?
Yeah, it's this Nicholas left turn.
About 9 months ago, more McRib talk. Even I'm getting tired.
It is more McRib talk.
Tired of hearing us talk about the McRib.
I'm over it.
All right. We should probably get out of here, shouldn't we? Maria, do you have anything to plug? Buckle up, everybody.
I'm going to be in Albuquerque with Adam Todd Brown, Jeff May, and Kat Reinhart November 17th and 18th at the Guild Theater. Tickets are TBA. And you can follow me on Twitter or go to my website at Maria Shahada, MariaShahata.
Yeah, you spelled it right. Is that what you're looking at me for confirmation for?
It took me a second to catch up with myself.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. Alex Schmidt, what do you got going on? You are, aren't you hosting the next Unpopular Opinion show?
I believe so. I'm very lucky because you guys are often outreaching to the people of New Mexico, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
But I'll be here hosting that show, I think, on the 18th at Westside Comedy.
So check that out. We have two shows next week, one in Albuquerque, one in Santa Monica.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're anywhere in the Southwest, you have no excuse not to see us do something.
Yeah, and if you're just on in this time zone, you should be.
Definitely.
You should see some of us.
And keep a lookout for our pizza tour. It's coming up.
Goddamn right that pizza tour is coming up. What do I have going on? Follow me on Twitter at Adam Todd Brown. Follow the show on Facebook at Unpops Presents. Our Facebook page is a nightmare. We need to bolster it.
I didn't know you had one. I'll be on there.
Yeah, exactly. No one does. Unpops Presents is the name of the Facebook page. Follow the Twitter at Unpops. Follow me at Adam Todd Brown.
1D.
1D. It's all I could afford. And, you know, read Cracked. Read my stuff on Cracked. I mean, you can read Cracked, but whatever. Just really pay attention to my stuff. It's really great. And I think that's it. Brett, do you have anything to say?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you. That was very helpful. Okay, say goodbye, Maria Shahada.
Bye, guys.
Say goodbye, Brett.
Bye forever.
Say goodbye, Jesus. Alex Schmidt.
Bye, guys.
I'm going to go kill Brett. Goodbye. Bring up one object to Bristol Street.